40 years ago, in the month of February, the poet Sylvia Plath committed suicide. At the time, she was separated from her husband, the English poet Ted Hughes, and was living in London with her two small children. Wintering, a first novel by San Francisco writer Kate Moses, dramatizes Plath's last days. Alan Chews has a review.
Moses writes, "The street, diffuse and muted through the steady filter of snowfall's early delirium, stray flakes plinking at the panes, lamplight absinthe at the curb where the fragile six-fold crystals blow weightless through the lamppost's brilliant cone, the gutters banking in a suspicion of white, snow scarving along the ornamental parapets of the houses across the street, the flanks of Primrose Hill smoldering in snow mist." That's the view from Sylvia Plath's window, where alone and in growing mental distress, she finds herself, at least in Kate Moses's fictionalized version of the end of her short life, noticing the lovely but freezing world around her. And Moses does this beautifully, making snowy London, in one of the coldest English winters on record, a sort of co-conspirator in Plath's mental and physical decline, even as the young poet from New England writes some of the finest poems of her brilliant but brief career. But in a novel in which time swings back and forth between the last months of her marriage and the last weeks of her life, most of Plath's attention is taking up with mothering and fending off her own rather smothering mother. Moses, fortunately, doesn't pretend to take us inside Plath's imagination, only into her emotional response to the snowy world around her. It's only when her estranged husband, Ted Hughes, takes her up on the offer to read her new poems that we get a sense of what she's been creating while her feverish children sleep from his point of view. Moses tells us Hughes responds, "The fiery husks of planets transforming cold to heat, death to naked, throbbing, furious life." His hands are full of her, page after page, the agony and the rage, the flames licking, the layers peeling back, the fresh new thing emerging in its glistening skin, awesome and terrible to behold. And when you hold this book open, your hands will be full of her, too.
The book is Wintering by Kate Moses. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.